Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. His program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, we're another day closer to the time when we see the Lord Jesus Christ and when he's coming back to this planet to rule and reign in righteousness and restore a paradise and make the earth a paradise. And so it's exciting times we live in, and the Bible talks a lot about it. And of course, we're going to be talking about it in the prophecies we have. Now, what our program is equal time, because in the secular world, and also in the religious world, there's a tremendous attack on the Word of God. And we're actually in this scripture, we're in this program defending God's Word. We believe we have the Word of God, and it is called the Authorized King James Bible. It's come down to us from Christ and the apostles and even the prophets in the Old Testament. And we know the history of that text, and today they put out Bibles with an entirely fictitious text, although they're counterfeits and they look similar, but they're not the same thing. And they change words, which changes doctrine and teachings that are given. And so we're here, and some people don't like some things that we might say, but we don't want to get a DD from Jesus, and we might be close to that time. And that's not a doctor of divinity, but it's a degree for a doctor of dumb dogs. Jesus says, "My shepherds are all dumb dogs. They refuse to bark." And barking isn't always pleasant. It's quite irritable sometimes. But we're barking, and we're telling you that we have the Word of God in the Authorized King James Bible, and that the modern translations are not only translations, but a changing of the text that has come down to us from Christ and the apostles. And we're going to read from 2 Peter chapter 2 today and talk about what Brother Peter says through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, to begin, there has been translations that have been made down through the ages, and that, for instance, the Gothic translation back in 335 by Euphilus, and believe it or not, this is that translation come out as early as about 235, and yet many words in the King James Bible are the very words that were in the Gothic Bible translated by Euphilus shortly after the apostles. And they're in the beginning of the English language was the Gothic language. And so we're going to be talking about that today. First of all, I don't want to forget here, we have with us Marvin Bassinger, who is a Bible teacher and a friend of mine and is very important in this program. He picks me up and brings me here. And so that's important so we can have the program. And then Pastor Al Davis, and he's the pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and he is here with us today and our good friend. And he has, to start the program off, he has a report of the Bible from science. You see, when the Bible speaks on history, when it speaks on science, when it's whatever it speaks on, it is the Word of God. God gave it to us. And it is absolutely true. And so he's going to announce his church service, and also he has a radio program, and then give his report.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Yes, and Pastor Al Davis of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we have a radio program on this station on Friday afternoons at 1:30 until 2, and then Sunday nights from 11 o'clock until midnight, 11 in the evening. And both of those programs are live with Pastor Al, and we take Bible questions about the Bible and current events in the light of God's Word. That's the main focus of those programs, and it's a pleasure to be able to help Bruce with his program here as well. You can find out more about me and our church at our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And I also want to point you to Bruce's website for his program here. That's whereisgodsword.com. If you're online, you can find that, whereisgodsword.com. There's links to some of the materials that Bruce mentions from time to time. Also, some information about Bruce's background. You can hear him preaching and teaching on there, and you can even hear him sing on there, and upcoming places where he's going to be preaching. We try to get those listed on there as well. And so I just encourage you to check out his website at whereisgodsword.com. Well, Bruce wanted me to bring something dealing with science in the Bible. And in Job chapter 38, Job's one of the oldest books of the Bible. Bruce, isn't it considered the oldest book in the Bible?
I've heard that.
Yeah, the oldest written book in the Bible. So this gets back pretty far in history. Job had a conversation with God here in Job chapter 38. In verse number 35, God says this to Job, "Canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are?" Now, for a long time, for centuries, thousands of years, people couldn't understand what was going on there. Lightnings are electricity. And there was a PBS special on radio, and it was called, and on a guy by the name of Nikola Tesla, very famous inventor, dealt with electricity, and it was titled Tesla. Notice this title, Master of Lightning. Who invented the radio? And let me just read a little short thing here real quick so you can see how this ties in with the Bible. This is from the transcript. It says, "With his newly created Tesla coils, the inventor soon discovered that he could transmit and receive powerful radio signals when they were tuned to resonate the same frequency. When a coil is turned to the same or signal of a particular frequency, it literally magnifies the incoming electrical energy." Now, electrical energy, that's what lightning is, through resonant action. By early 1895, Tesla was ready to transmit a signal 50 miles west of West Point, New York. But in that same year, disaster struck. A building fire consumed Tesla's lab, destroying his work. The timing could not have been worse. In England, a young Italian experimenter named Marconi had been hard at work building a device for wireless telegraphy. The young Marconi had taken out the first wireless telegraphy patent in England in 1896. His device had only a two-circuit system, which some said could not transmit across the pond. Later, Marconi set up long-distance demonstrations using a Tesla oscillator to transmit the signals across the English Channel. Now, in both cases, they were sending the lightning, and the lightning was going, and it was saying, "Here am I," basically. And, you know, one could argue that with the invention of the telegraph, they sent bolts of electricity, which is what lightning is, down the telegraph wires. Well, both Tesla and Marconi sent electrical energy through the atmosphere to be picked up somewhere else. And if that's not enough, the invention of fiber optics, we literally send beams of light through long cables of fiber optics and across continents. And it's amazing. And God told Job way back here in the oldest book in the Bible, "Canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are?" You know what, Brother Bruce? There's lightnings being sent as this program's being transmitted. And we can say, "Here we are," when the lightnings are sent, can't we?
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's a great report. The Bible has the answer, and God writes the future just as he would write the past. We're going to talk today from 2 Peter, or 1 Peter, chapter 1, and Peter is talking here. No, I want 2 Peter. I don't get that right yet. I'll give you a chance to find it here. Now, he's talking here, and he says here in verse 13, "Yeah, I think it meet," and this is St. Peter, but and this is by the power of the Holy Spirit speaking through him. "Yeah, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir up, putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle," he's talking about his body, "even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Now, he's talking about the transfiguration when he sees Jesus in all his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. And, of course, Moses and Elijah show up with him. And he's referring back to this. And he says, we were eyewitness of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. Then came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Now, he has seen Jesus in all of his glory. He has heard the voice of God the Father out of heaven. And yet he says we have something that is more sure than that, than seeing Christ and hearing the voice of God the Father audibly. And this voice which came from heaven we heard. But we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you well do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. So what he is saying here is that the Scripture is more reliable than seeing Christ in all of his glory or hearing the voice of God the Father out of heaven. And yet we look at the situation today with many Bible translations, with people on the radio and television correcting the authorized King James Bible, and you ask yourself, well, how does this fit in? Well, we believe that we have the Word of God, and that's what this program is, and we have it in the authorized King James Bible. And we believe that it is more sure than seeing Christ in all of his glory or hearing the voice of God the Father out of heaven. And we have reasons for this. I know when we were coming over here, I was talking to Brother Marvin about it, and the devil's deceived people when he talks about faith, and so many Christians even, they think faith is a leap in the dark. But the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's all that we believe about Christ, the evidence of things not seen. And God has given us a massive amount of evidence of his own person and power and reality, but he has given us evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ. But also he gives us evidence of the King James Bible, because if a person studies history and studies the history of the Bible text and then compares what the Scripture says about the Word of God, it points like a laser to the King James Bible over and over again. For instance, it says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And despite the fact that preachers have been taught all over that it's just a man-made translation, that you hear on radio and television people correcting it, generation after generation it stands. 200 translations have come out. They come, they go. And they're predictable no matter what they are. And some of them sold a lot because they have millions of dollars of advertising out there promoting them. But in my lifetime, I have seen numbers of them that have been promoted come and go. But every generation, the King James comes back. Why? The Word of God liveth and abideth forever. And it is the one that the Holy Spirit has blessed and has prospered. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and a stranger will they not follow. And the great majority of people that read the Bible every day are reading the King James more than all the rest of them put together. The NIV sold 200,000 copies, and you think that's a lot. The King James Bible has been printed in 5 billion copies. And it just goes on no matter if everybody, if some group of preachers or some seminaries teach against it and they reject it, God just raises up more people somewhere else that actually believe it to be the Word of God. And so it says here that no prophecy of the Scripture is a private interpretation. The Holy Spirit guided people when they translated it. For this prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, there's people today say, oh, we believe in the original autographs. And they always forget to quote where that verse is, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And they say that that's referring to the originals. Well, the previous verse says, from a child thou hast known the Scriptures, 1 Timothy 3:15. And certainly Timothy did not know while he was a child the original autographs, because all he would have had was copies of copies. And so they got this doctrine that only the originals are inspired and it's only the originals, the perfect Word of God. And so what we have today is we can't trust it. They don't say that, but in reality, I heard one person in church from out of Bible school. He says, you got to remember, it's a translation, meaning by that it has errors in it and God was not involved in it. And, you know, if that's the case, if that's all it is a man-made translation and God did not preserve it through those translators, then we're really up a creek. And we're like, we might as well follow, it's like the Roman church follows Francis and we have Johnny and Jimmy and Kenny, you know, and we got to pick out our own guru that we have to follow and he becomes the authority or the Pope for us. No, God said that his words were more authoritative, Peter says right here, than seeing Christ in all of his glory. More sure. That means more reliable, more sure than seeing Christ or hearing the voice of God the Father out of heaven. And we're not told to listen to other voices. The devil might show up and say he's Christ. He's the angel of light. In fact, he has done that already with Ignatius Loyola, and he claimed that he was Christ, and then he developed a system of doctrine for the Jesuits. No, we're not to depend on today visions or voices out of heaven. We're to depend on God's words, which God said he would preserve. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall not pass away. It would be easier for the sun to burn out, for the earth to dissolve, than for his words would pass away. And he said that he would preserve his words. And I really, every time I think about it, I think about this radio program, because some years ago, brother asked me to come on and gave me free time on the station. And since that time, it's now gone worldwide, and we're getting hits from on the internet from almost every country on the earth. And I think, this is only God. I never planned, never thought about it, never dreamed about it. And he is preserving his word. And today we advertise books. God has raised up many tremendous authors that he has given great abilities that have defended the word of God. You might look at the internet, but New Age Bible Versions, an incredibly good piece of literature. Interesting, simple to understand. And Dr. Ripplinger goes through 2,500 scripture verses showing the differences between the modern versions and the words of God. We had on here Brother Stauffer, and he had a book of about 800 pages and a tremendous work. And we could go on and on. That's what we do here. We broadcast these. Another book is called Hazardous Materials. You could look it up if you have an internet. Every preacher ought to read New Age Bible Versions and Hazardous Materials. And it talks about the Greek, the whole Greek departments of many evangelical and fundamental schools. And much of the information that is given in these Greek departments and taught to preachers and put out are the theories of unsaved people. And they are being taught to pastors, and they're promoting counterfeit Bibles that have changed the words of God in thousands of places. And so God has raised this program up so we can advertise these books, and we don't get paid for this advertising. We do it because we want people to know and study the truth and study it for themselves. You know, when I got started in this, I have a curious mind, and I started to see things like one day I read in the Luke 2:33, and it calls Joseph Jesus' father. And yet in the same chapter, Jesus corrects Mary for saying this when she was covering up. And he says, I must be about my father's business. And those translators have clearly called Joseph Jesus' father in Luke 2:33. And I got my Greek New Testament out and looked, and sure enough, it said, his father and his mother. And I thought, where did this Greek text come from? And then I went to a seminary and I asked the head of the Greek department, and he gave me a booklet on the subject. I read it. I didn't understand it, but the booklet said that God didn't say he would preserve his words. And right away, I had read the New Testament many times, and I said, yes, he did say he would preserve his words. It's stated all through the Bible that God would preserve his words. And then I found out in these seminaries, they don't even tell you where their text comes from. There's many, many Greek texts. And so I checked that out. Well, let's get back. It says here in 2 Peter, it says, chapter 2, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. So there's not prophets today, but there's false teachers who privily shall bring in even damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And so the modern versions, they deny Jesus. They take his name out in 100 places. And we've been giving this paper out, and you could check it for yourself and get the exact references. The NIV, the New ASV, Revised Standard Version, and so on. It goes down the list. They take out the names of Jesus in the New Testament 100 times. And it says they deny the Lord and will bring upon themselves swift destruction. Mr. Lockman put out the New ASV that takes out the names of Jesus. And he went on his honeymoon, and somebody warned him that the Bible was corrupt. He was going to talk about it to him. And he said, I'll talk when I come back. And he came back in a box. He died on his honeymoon. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Many people have been deceived by these corruptions in the way of truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And you can't have Bibles that disagree with each other and disagree with themselves and teach false doctrine. But God's word is true. And he said, the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And it says, they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time slumbereth not, their damnation slumbereth not. And so it says, with fiend words, they make merchandise. That's what it's all about. How come these Bibles come out every few years? They're making merchandise. They're making money on these counterfeit Bibles. And you say, well, I never heard this before. You need to check in it and do your research, because we have done it. We have done the research. And there's many Christians, a number of Christians today that God has given them great talents in writing and researching. And they have put out the books that got the details. And you can check it out for yourself. God's word came down to us. It's called the Received Text. It was translated into the Syriac Peshitta and went all over the world, went to China in the Aramaic. And that was translated into the Italic text, the old Latin text. And that has come down to us. It's the Received Text, the Koine Greek text. That's the Received Text, the Gothic text. All of these translations agree with one another, even though they're translated in other languages, and they agree with the King James Bible. And so it is the word of God, and it is true. So it says here, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. God's word is true. It's not God's word just was true. It is true today. Jesus always appealed to what he had. He never corrected the word of God. He never said a better reading is, this is an unfortunate translation. The original said, never said any of that nonsense. He said, it is written. And today we can say today with Jesus, it is written. And we have it in the authorized King James Bible. It's been translated all over the world, but it's come down to us in God's text. There's hundreds of these ancient Bibles in many languages that unite with the King James Bible. And you can trust your King James Bible. It says, in thy word do I trust, not in my favorite radio television preacher. Says, cursed is everyone that putteth confidence in man. The person that corrects is the Bible, but is one that believes his authorized King James Bible. And you can stand it. They may ridicule you today, and they may speak evil of you. But Jesus said, we're not to be ashamed of him and his words. And we have his words today, and his words bring us salvation. His words bring us joy. His words bring us assurance. His words bring us blessing. His words bring us a close and personal relationship with Jesus Christ and anchor us on the rock. And his words have anchored me on the rock, and he'll anchor you, and he will be a blessing to you. His words are spirit and they are life. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.